Okay, hello everybody. Welcome to Shauna's Miraculous Podcast. It is April 15th. Might be a bit of a short one today. Yesterday I was trying to upload my podcast and it started acting a little weird. I don't know if the Dropbox or mailbox or whatever is kind of like full or just disconnected. I'm not quite sure. So it is 6 degrees Celsius, high of 9, low of 2. Is it raining today? Oh, it looks a little gray. Oh, it is raining. Oh, wow, crazy. The followers. Jeez, who wants to be a follower? But how many people just fall into being a follower? It's like, I do classes, but and I keep track of like who takes a class and like I'll keep in touch just to follow up. But really, I'm not like trying to be like controlling to the point where it's like making choices for people and telling them what to do and getting people to follow me. Like the way I see it is if you take a class, great. If you like my stuff, awesome. But it's not like I'm, in this like thing where it's like, well, now you must, like being a cult leader. I'm definitely not into that where it's like telling people what to do and like having power over people. Because what's interesting with that is as soon as you start to like, inject yourself and be that, people will try to make you their bitch and put you underneath them. And it's really interesting. I've seen this happen a couple of times, and I'm like, who, like, why would people do that to themselves? What I do is I'm like, okay, did a class, great, have a great life. And then, I'll ask questions like, okay, do you want to be a part of my newsletter? And there's people who don't take my courses and they're a part of my newsletter. Like I've got lots of people on my newsletter who are just, I don't know, like friends, family, coworkers. And it's just fun. There's no agenda, there's no hidden or secret thing, and it's not about, I don't know. I get this real sense sometimes that in groups and communities, there's just like either a very bad etiquette, or it's not even etiquette because it doesn't even exist in communities, but or it's like this I don't know, mean people who are just really, it's again the syndrome of cutting down the tall poppy. So it's like if you're, doing well and just being there and like, it's like here's a great example of wealth and money and having money and being rich. So many people would never judge themselves as that. And the other day, I was with these people who have been fixing my antiques for me, and holy crap, every time I see them, I'm like, wow, your house is so nice because it's this like castle on a mountain. And I'm always like amazed and my jaw's a bit dropped. I'm like, whoa, this space is so cool. And their comment was like, yeah, but we're not rich. And I'm like, honey, wealth is in the heart. And these people are so wealthy by how kind they are and how just real they are, and I'm so grateful. It's actually like it's been a while since I've met people that kind. So what would it take to have more people like that show up in my life? Oftentimes, people who are extremely rich and wealthy, like money rich, they don't know it. They just grew up with it. And then, my ex, she's just like, I'm poor. And I'm like, yo, you live in a house. You've always had these, like, you live in the rich part of any town in any city. You're not poor. Oh, well, I have no money. I'm like, you travel all over the place. You're not starving. It's like it's very interesting to see this. And I get it. Like she might not be like rich financially, but it's like you ain't poor, Or I found, and communities are very interesting. It's like why be surrounded in people who are going to cut you down or like take a pitchfork or like try and burn you down and like, you know, tie you to a cross and burn you at the cross, right? Because what I see is that there were a lot. Okay, so the people who keep in contact with me, the people listening to this, like who actually care, they keep in touch with me. They give me a call, they give me a text, and it's, there's no agenda. It's literally like, it's a regard. And it's like, hey, how you doing? Not many people do that. Honestly, not many people just say, hey, how's it going? Just checking in, you know? And that's what I appreciate about the people who genuinely care. But then I guess I'm making space for the haters again, but it's a good awareness to have, because some people think that they're stuck in it. So some people are like, well, I'm stuck in this bad job, or I'm stuck with this lover, or I'm stuck in this relationship. What makes me so surprised is when people like leave that toxic relationship. I used to have a friend who was in this like real bad relationship. It was like physically abusive and like all these, like it was more than physical. And then one day she's like, yeah, I left my partner. I was like, what? I was like, you left your partner? Because I was like thinking she'd be stuck forever with that person. You know, and so I'm like so happy when people make these choices to leave their really bad situations. And I'm like, oh, that's cool. Anyways, so I was basically a part of something for like a long time, years. And there were people who were like, there are people who do not like me. They don't like me because they assume or think or know that I was making money, good money. And the one guy that I worked with, he's like, yeah, it's pay envy. And, you know, there's probably people making like a lot of money. I don't know what the salaries are for people who are way up there. And I don't know, like, I wonder if some people's salaries are like $500,000. I'm like, is that even possible? That'd be cool. Like, that would be so cool. If someone's salary was $500,000, that would give me a new target to work towards. And, you know, it's why not have that dream? And other people who I know who are like, you know, support me and like care about me, my friends, they're like, I was like, yeah, I'd like, you know, it'd be great to have that type of a salary or like $1 million a year. And the people who really fucking care about me, they're like, that's not enough. I'm like, what do you mean? They're like, you need to ask for more than that per year. Can you imagine the people who don't like me and the people who hate me aware or knowing this is not like, I'm not making millions of dollars, but it'd be great. But can you imagine those people? Those people would fucking tear me down, or like they'd hate me even more. And it's like, it's interesting because I have to go into these places and spaces. Well, I had to, not anymore. Actually, no, that, okay, hold on. So these people exist on planet Earth. Earth is small. The world is very small. So if I go into a space and there's like 10 people who hate me, I have to be willing to be hated, you know? And I know I was talking about happiness the other day, but like how many people aren't happy? How many people can't receive that? It's okay to be sad, by the way. I wanted to say that as well. And it doesn't have to last forever. So you could be sad one moment, happy the next, or just like having a good day, content, like being happy like 24/7. Yeah, you might literally, your being, your essence, your the fire that you are will never burn or die. Okay. So anyways, so I like for the past couple of years, I've had to like, you know, be in this, I don't know, situation and show up and meet people. And there was this one person and she like was just, I don't know, like, it was funny because a lot of people were not happy and did not like me. I didn't do anything. I just showed up to work. And this one guy, like he, like so many people, like I don't have to tell people anything. So this one person, he's like, well, what do you make per hour and per day? And I'm like, I don't know, like whatever. So I decided to not tell the truth because I was like, let's see what this asshole's like true agenda is. So he was like, I basically said I made like you know, 60,000. I lied. I was like, I make 60,000 a month. After that, he would not talk to me. He kind of like, anyways, he did a couple more things and it was just really weird. And so it was so funny though, because he never questioned anything. He never said, is this true? You know, he didn't check in. He wasn't like, is this bitch lying to me? He just went into thinking that, oh, this is true. She's making a fucking bajillion dollars a fucking day. You know, it's like, and then that really showed his true colors. Or the anger is that he, like, underneath it all knew I was lying but couldn't figure it out. And, you know, it's like, well, fuck you. Like, who would ask, what is your salary? You know, if I go up to someone who's like, I would just never ask that. And I was so flabbergasted when people were doing this and being like, and like comparing themselves to like a manager. They're like, oh yeah, a manager makes like this much a day. And I'm like, well, that's probably not even true. So people are, this is where conspiracies start, but it's not even a conspiracy. But this is where like people go into these weird, insane realities of like flipping out for no fucking reason. Anyways, what I found is that, you know, there were a couple people who were like, oh, hi, so fake. The fake people are what get me, you know, because it's like, I get it. Be cordial, cordial and civil. Be civil, be cordial. Like, that's great. But it's like, you don't have to go out of your way to be like, Merry Christmas. God bless you and your family. I know what you're saying. You're like, bitch, I know, like, I know what you're saying deep down under. You're like, I hope you die, you fucking fuck. And I'm like, oh, great. That's great energy directed at me. And it's, again, it's so funny to speak to the Canadians who are like, well, that's really positive. No, no, no. When people, okay, you got to see what people are doing underneath it all. The greatest example was I was on this class recently and, oh my God, it's going to come to an end and I don't want it to end. I wish it could go on forever. I'll just take the next class. But anyways, this facilitator was like, she's like, I hire people who are really, really, really nice, but they want to eat me for lunch and kill me. And I'm like, oh, and that's a good awareness to have, because it's like, how many people out there are like, hey, come to my event or come to my work or like, let me be in your life. And then they're like, energetically, they've got this like AK-47 trying to shoot you right in the heart and stomach and solar plexus and all your chakras, you know. And it's a great awareness to have, though, because it's like, then you can be like, oh, this person really doesn't like me. It's like, I dated someone for 4 years. And one time, so we were out in the field and I think we were setting up a barbecue and I was just trying to be really nice. And my friend saw 8 seconds of this conversation between me and my partner. And I said something like, hey, I asked something like, are we setting up the barbecue? Or are you having a couple smokies? Or, hey, are you hungry? And my partner looks at me and is like, yeah, what do you think? And I was like, oh, okay, cool. And I went off. And then my friend pulls me aside and she's like, hey, I just saw that. And me being oblivious and naive, I'm like, what do you mean? She's like, that was the most abusive thing I've seen. Like, I was like, well, what do you, and then, so she talked me through it and walked me through it. Looking back on that relationship, oh my God, that person, like, I came out of the hospital and I could only have Jell-O and pudding. But like, there are situations where if I'm completely sick, I need someone to look after me, or I'm like trying to fend for myself with whatever I have in my cupboard with like soup and crackers, if I have that, or I have to like try and make it to the grocery store and get these things for myself. But anyways, so I think, I don't know if I bought this myself or if my family got it for me. And I had a couple, like I had like 2 Jell-O packs and 2 puddings. And I arrive at my partner's house and I'm like, you know, I'm like, oh, a bed to lay in and I'm actually home and, you know, I can go have a shower. So I have a shower. I come out and I'm ready to just relax and go to sleep. And my partner's like, get out. And I'm like, whoa. I'm like, where did this come from? And they're like, you brought Jell-O and pudding into my house. And I was like, yeah, I just came from the hospital and that's all I can eat. And then I was like, whoa. And I can't remember if I stayed or left, but, and I probably stayed. And I had to like put myself in this victim mentality of like, oh, I'm so sorry. It was an accident. Like, please don't kick me out. I want to stay. Like, do you know how fucking weak that sounds? Anyways, so in certain communities, it's like, it's very, I find behavior interesting. Some places there's no regard. Some places there's people who just fucking hate you or me, hate me. And like, but you gotta be aware of this because it's like, again, like, and I'm talking about cutting down the tall poppy, or it's not even like, I'm like so not considering myself a tall poppy, even though it's like, you know, I was able to show up every day. I was able to give my best and do the best that I could. And yet you've got all these people who like they're it's like fake. It's like, oh, I'm gonna support you, but I wanna never see you again and stay away from you and like I hate you. You know, and they're like we're having to be in a room all at once, and like, you know, it's just a very weird, it's almost like an insidious, it's an insidious time, you know. And yeah, and these people most likely, I don't know if they voted me out or made a political statement that they basically won and got me out in order to like, they'll never like be me. They'll never make this what I do. And it's like, no matter what you do, if you cast me out, if you go against me politically, if you go against me at all, if you try and like poison the well, you're never gonna like ruin me. Like, and that's funny because people like it's really sad. I've been watching this for like 20 years where it's like I've watched a party go after another party, and it's just, it's like, wow, the severity of the mental health, the severity of the avoiding and defending and agendas, the cover-ups, the everything. It's just insane. But it's like to poison the well, it's all unconsciousness. It's the evil, mediocrity, and corruption. It's all corrupt. And it's like, I just showed up to work and I woke up today, you know. And it's like, what do people do? Wake up and think, I'm gonna get them, you know. This is my job. So how many people have taken on jobs for lifetimes to go after somebody, you know, honestly? And how is it fun for them, or is it just an unconscious corruption and mediocrity where it's like, oh, it like I eat eggs every day, just like I'm gonna go after this person every fucking day. Or when you're gone, they think they've won. But the interesting thing is you cannot break the being and you cannot break the spirit. It's almost like the government, you know, it's like they're, you know, there's a lot of people who may be unemployed or not making enough money, and it's like the government is not considering the people. So the politicians do not consider people. A statesman will consider the people. And so it's like you really need to think about like the one thing I learned in these past couple of years is look out for yourself no matter what. Like literally no matter what. Like I can't even emphasize how it is to take care of yourself. Because I still have to do that, right? Like I have to pay my bills. No one is going to pay my bills. I have to make sure that I'm in a safe space and not surrounded by people who have this energy of victim mentality, you know? Like I have to save myself from all of these things. So if you're surrounded by lions, tigers, and bears, what are you gonna choose in those moments, right? Anyways, communities are very interesting. I've been in communities and I've seen people outcasted. I've seen people just totally like gone against. And it's just like, it's this, it's very weird. It's a very unfortunate thing because it's then these people who continue on smiling and being like, oh, everything's fine and I am amazing and I'm great. It's called human. It's what humans do. They're like, I am so great and I am Mother Teresa, Mother Mary, a nun. That says it all in one. Nun. I am none. That's funny. Anyways, that's my joke for the day. I got to get going here, but what was that? Anyways, so out of this, people can never break your spirit. They can never tear you down. You know, it's like they can never end your energetic ways of being. And I get it. It can hurt sometimes, but like, you will always come out of it and you will always bounce back. Things always get better. But anyways, I'm going to head out here. I'm going to go chill and do some work and do some more work. And then, yeah, then the day's over. But, okay, what time is it? Yep, there we go. It is time to go. And if you guys enjoy this, I know it's a short little podcast today, kind of packed with a couple of punches and interesting observations of, like, you know, what goes on in people's brains and how, like, groups of people can just be awful to cut somebody down and never be able to look at themselves and admit it. Okay, I am out of here. Have a good day. It is a Monday. Have a good Monday. And yeah, take it easy.